of Isaiah, chapter 9, verse 6. For to us a child is born to us, a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. We read it out from the heart. We read out the verse, word by word, from the heart. And the interesting thing about reading the scripture from the word, from the heart, is that whatever we read it in the light of the Holy Spirit. Whatever we read into the heart, the Holy Spirit will work on it and shine His light in us and on us and through us. Now let's read it from the heart and let the Spirit of Truth work in our heart. Isaiah, the book of Isaiah, chapter 9, verse 6. Again, we read from the heart. We read from the heart. So we have to do it slowly.
For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
Try to read it from the heart. I can see that many are reading from the head. Let's do it again.
For to us a child is born. To us a son is given. And the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
Okay. Now we start worship the Lord with this verse. We will stick very closely to each word of the verse. And those who are new will see how we do it, then you can follow.
Praise our Heavenly Father, for to us a child is born. We worship our God who has given us a son. For to us a child is born. We praise, we worship and worship that our Heavenly Father has given us a son. For to us a child is born.
We exalt you, God, mighty God. We exalt you, God, for the government is on your shoulders. We glorify you, God, for you are called Wonderful Counselor. You are wonderful. You are mighty. For you are everlasting. Everlasting. You are our Prince, God. We praise you, worship you, God. Thank you for the child that is born. Thank you for the son that is given. Praise and glorify you.
Worship
honor you. You are a wondering counselor. We worship and honor you, and you are a mighty God. Thank you for our everlasting Father. We worship and honor you.
We praise you, God, our Heavenly Father. We praise you. We honor you. For a son is born, a child is born to us. Thank you, Father, for a child is born to us. And to us, your son is given. You have given your son to us. Thank you, Father. Praise the Father, for you have given us your Son, Jesus Christ, to us. We thank you, Father, our Heavenly Father, who given us a Son. Your Son is given to us. Your Son is Jesus Christ, is given to us. We praise you. We honor you. For you have given us Jesus Christ, your Son, to us. Your Son is Jesus Christ, is given to us. And Jesus Christ will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Your Son will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Wonderful Counselor is our Lord Jesus Christ. Wonderful Counselor is our God. Wonderful Counselor is our Jesus, who has been given to us by our God. We praise you. We praise you. And the government will be on his shoulder. Government will be on his shoulder. Father, we thank you. Thank you for giving us Jesus to us. He is our wonderful counselor. And the government will be on his shoulder. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Jesus, for being our wonderful counselor.
Dear Father God, we give thanks for the child is born. A son is given. We praise this son, yours. He is the mighty God. We praise the mighty God. We give thanks to the mighty God, who sent us a son. And he is called the Wonderful Counselor. And he is also the Everlasting Father. And he is the Prince of Peace in our midst. And we give thanks. Now let us focus in our heart. That this mighty God, mighty God, everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, a child is born to us and a son is given us. By grace and by redemption, he is in us. This child is in us. This son given is in us. And this wonderful counselor is in us. This mighty God is in us. This everlasting Father. And the Prince of Peace, he is in us. Have us come to him with great reverence. Let's worship him. from the heart. Let us leave everything aside. Make our wonderful counselor, our Savior, the mighty God, be the first and the center of our life. This is a time of great devotion. Let's come to Him with our whole heart, with our whole mind, and with our whole soul, and with our whole strength. Let nothing take us away from the Lord, from the Lord, who is the mighty person. The everlasting Father, who is the Prince of Peace, let's be with Him Dear Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God, thank you for being our wonderful counselor, our mighty God, and the Prince of Peace. Help us always to put you first and utmost in our life. Thank you for being with us all the time. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for being with us all the time. Help us to love you all above all else. Thank you for treasuring this intimate time together. Pray that you will enjoy our presence, because we enjoyed yours. In Jesus' name, the mighty counselor's name we pray. Amen. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called a wonderful
salvation, and his name is called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. By your resurrection, you live in us, and the Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, live in us, that we might live in you. Thank you, Father, for this great gift of salvation. Thank you that you have given to us to be with us forever and ever. Thank you. In Jesus' name, the mighty Counselor, the mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, your name we pray. Amen.